Swarms of protesters are out in Prague calling for the Czech Prime Minister to step down over fraud allegations. Some incredible pictures coming in, actually, from the Czech capital. The sheer number of people who have come out this Sunday. These protests against Andrej Babiš have been actually going on since April, with nearly 500,000 people signing a petition demanding he resign. Babiš has been accused of misusing European Union funds worth millions of euros and paying subsidies to his former companies. The businessman turned populist politician has denied any of these charges. Let's talk to Jan Čulić, who is a senior lecturer in Czech studies at the University of Glasgow. He's on Skype for us today. Jan, nice to have you with us. It's just really quite fascinating when you think about all the protests going on around the world, and we haven't really heard that much about the Czech Republic. But as we see from these live pictures, there is an extraordinary level of public feeling on this.
Well, it is true. Some commentators are saying that this is the millennials protesting. You know, it is complicated in the Czech Republic. It can be said that after the fall of communism in 89, the so-called mainstream democratic parties have kind of thoroughly discredited themselves with corruption. And so a few years ago, you had Babiš and the populist president Zeman gaining a lot of popular support, saying we are now going to take over and we'll improve everything. But unfortunately, they proved themselves to be corrupt as well. And what's more, they are basically pushing the country towards the east, towards authoritarian regimes, towards cooperation with countries like China and Russia. And of course, quite a lot of people don't like it. And there is this problem of corruption or alleged corruption of this prime minister, who basically people are criticizing him that he doesn't really have any policies apart from pushing the sort of milking the state for the profit of his private companies. Mm. So, yes, there is a grassroots revolt. But the problem is that in parliament, there really isn't any majority for deposing Babiš. So it's really a kind of moot point whether these demonstrations can be successful. Some commentators are even saying that actually the demonstration could increase the support for Babiš, because Babiš's party has about 30% of popular support at the moment. So it is really very interesting what's going to happen.
Yeah, well, but again, as I look at these pictures, just as we're talking to you, of this sheer number of people, I can't help but think about what we saw in Hong Kong recently as well, the sheer number of people who came out there and pressure worked there. Surely this is not something which the government can ignore, at least.
Well, this is very interesting. Opposition. The problem in the Czech Republic is that there isn't really any proper opposition. The only opposition are those already corrupted former mainstream right of center parties. There is one new party, the Pirate Party, which is mostly supported by the young people, and that has the support of about 14%. Allegedly, the opposition is trying to sort of organize a vote of no confidence for the government, but there are fears that they don't have enough votes, and this will not be successful. Having said that, Mikuláš Mináš, the organizer of these demonstrations, a student, is saying that they do want to cultivate democracy. Mm. And what is very important is that they actually have created a vast network of people, not only in Prague, which is basically pro-democratic, but also in the outside country regions, which have been neglected by the Prague politicians. This is what they pride themselves on, particularly that they have a lot of support from the countryside, where normally people love Babiš. So it is very interesting what's going to happen. Having said that, it is now the summer holidays. Will people be going doing something over the summer? It remains to be seen.
Jan Čulić, I'm glad we could talk to you about this. It's a really interesting